This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series, Nothing But the Blood. Praise God for the blood of Jesus. And so we've been looking at a number of issues in regards to the blood, because in the blood and only in the blood we find salvation. We're talking, of course, here about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And I believe a parallel verse in the Old Testament, Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. So, first and foremost, in the blood and only in the blood, we find salvation. Secondly, in the blood, we find righteousness. And again, it's important to understand that man yearns for righteousness. Causes, ideas, ideologies, wealth and possession all promise what he longs for, but ultimately they are a false illusion, a vain hope, a dry well. The blood of Jesus is the only way to righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Psalm 132, verse 8 and 9 declares, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you in the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Again, righteousness and peace, righteousness and joy go together. Hallelujah. This is why the prodigal had no joy in the pig pen, not until he returned to the Father's house. There is no righteousness or right standing with God outside of the blood. Therefore, joy is unattainable in the world or through the things of the world. It will leave you empty and dissatisfied every single time. And it's important to understand that, because otherwise you're going to buy into the lies of marketing that tells you this, that, or the other is going to make you happy. But again, like I said, the world will always leave you empty and dissatisfied. We stand in the righteousness of Christ. Isaiah 54 and 14, in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Praise God that terror doesn't come near us as the children of God. I declare that in the name of Jesus. Terror does not come near us in Jesus' name. Our authority is rooted in our righteousness. James 5:16 tells us that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. So again, it's the prayer of a righteous man or a woman that avails much, and our righteousness is because of the blood. So in the blood we find salvation, in the blood we find righteousness. Thirdly, in the blood we find holiness. If righteousness is how we stand, holiness is how we walk. Righteousness is positional, holiness is practical. That means we walk it out. I'm not talking about working for your salvation, but I am talking about working out your salvation. And, you know, there's an important distinction there, because we don't teach salvation by works. But Philippians 2 verse 12, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And again, Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Because there can be no intimacy with God without holiness, and there can be no holiness without blood. I appreciate this is an area where many people feel condemned because they don't measure up. When I point out God's holy standards to you, it's not about self-righteousness or legalism. It's about freedom. It's not about hate. It's about holiness. The blood of Jesus is key to walking in holiness and freedom. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Are you working on holiness? Because the Bible says here, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What can cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, from the defilement of the world, the blood and the blood alone? Colossians 1:21, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Hallelujah. So again, we are holy and blameless and above reproach in the sight of our Heavenly Father. How? Because of the blood, and only because of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ASV. Yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh true death to present you holy and without blemish and unreprovable before him. This is why there is wonder-working power in the blood, power to save you and make you holy, because holiness is unattainable outside of the blood, because the blood alone has power to cleanse and make holy. The blood not only cleanses us from sin and uncleanness, it empowers us to live a holy life. It is as we plead and apply the blood to our heart and mind that we are changed. If you surrender, the blood of Jesus will make you holy. Learn to plead the blood over your heart and mind, over your loved ones, and over your home. 1 Peter 1 verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are kept by God's power from sin and destruction. The precious blood of Jesus cleanses and keeps us. Matthew 6 and verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Temptation is all around us, but plead the blood over your heart and your mind, and you will not go astray. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour me, in Jesus' name. You need to declare that over your life and your family as well, in the name of Jesus. You see, the devil isn't playing games, even if we are. He seeks to corrupt and devour, but if you plead the blood, you are off limits to him. Revelation 1 and verse 5, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Did you know that Jesus loved you before he washed you? Hallelujah. I think that's amazing. He loved us even in our sin. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. And it says, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. The blood sanctifies or sets us apart. And I think that's a beautiful thing to consider, that we are sanctified, that we are set apart by the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and verse 6 tells us, for even when we are still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Praise God. We have been reconciled to God by the blood. The blood has reconciled us to God and freed us from our sins. Sin's hold over you has been broken by the blood. And if you ever start believing that, you will live differently. Because while the blood has opened the prison doors, some of you listening still have to walk free. Hebrews 10 and 14, for by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. If salvation is immediate, sanctification is a process. We're saved in a moment, but sanctified over a lifetime. We're being sanctified by the Word, by the Spirit, and by the blood. Because sanctification is the process of being made holy or Christ-like. Be under no illusions. We are called to holiness. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 7. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. God's word translation. Live holy lives. Be holy because I am the Lord your God. And the Good News Bible. Keep yourselves holy because I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19 and verse 2. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And my last Bible verse today, 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And the New Living Translation, for God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because this was his plan from the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. We are called with a holy calling, but we can't be holy without the blood. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. And so there are some listening here today, and maybe you don't have that assurance that Jesus is Lord of your life. Maybe you've never surrendered your life to him. Maybe some of you listening, you've been away from the Lord. You've been backslidden. You've been in all kinds of darkness and depravity. Today is the day to come home. Today is the day to repent and be saved. Today is the day to recommit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Thank you, Jesus, for cleansing and delivering me through your blood. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.